Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Good morning, dear.
Well, morning. I thought you were going to sleep until noon.
Yeah, I thought I was, too, but about 7:30 this morning, someone led a horse down our front stairs. It woke me up.
No, that was just the boys going fishing. I think the noise was when Beaver dropped your new reel.
He took my new reel?
Yes, you told him he could use it if he got an A in spelling.
Well, that's right. He did double-cross me and got that A, didn't he?
You know, I think it's so sweet, Wally and the Beaver going fishing together. Like they used to when they were younger.
Yeah, my older brother used to take me fishing when I was about Beaver's age. He liked to have someone around to hit in case things went wrong.
Well, if he hit you, why'd you go?
I don't know. I guess I must have valued companionship more than I hated bruises.
Well, I'm glad my boys aren't like that. Wally's far too mature to pick on the Beaver.
Hey, you dumb little creep.
What's the matter now?
Reel your line in. You didn't put any bait on it.
I just feel like fishing. I don't feel like catching anything. jingle bells, jingle all the way.
What are you singing that for? It's not even any words near Christmas.
I know, I just like it, that's all. Oh, what fun it is to...
Well, pipe down, will you? And, why don't you put your shoes back on?
What for?
Well, what if somebody should come along? I don't want to be embarrassed by your dirty feet.
Well, I wouldn't have come along today if I thought you were going to act like Mom and Dad.
Pipe down and have a good time, huh?
Be when you grew up?
Well, after I get out of high school, I'm going to college and become an electrical engineer. Work on missiles.
Boy, you got it all figured out. I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. Hey, Wally, look over there.
Boy, that sure is a neat looking canoe.
It must have got loose in something. Let's go rescue it.
Yeah, there might be some guy sleeping in the bottom of it. And he'd sit up and hit you for being a wise guy.
No, there's no way. Come on, let's go get it.
Here, why don't you go in and get it? You already got your shoes off.
Okay, I'll wait in and grab the rope.
You okay, Beef?
Boy, look at you. You're soaking wet.
Yeah. Wet on the inside, too.
Boy, this sure is a neat-looking canoe.
Yeah, maybe an Indian lost it.
Whoever heard of an Indian with a plastic canoe?
Boy, Wally, maybe we can take it home, and then when we go on picnics and stuff, we can put it on top of the car, and that'll be our canoe.
Stop dreaming, will you, Beaver? Look, it says W.J. Watson. He probably lives around here. We'll go back to the picnic grounds. Maybe we can find him in the phone book.
You know, Wally, it's just like finding a dog. Whenever you find a good one, he's always got a collar on.
Thanks a lot, boys.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Watson.
Guess my daughter didn't tie it up tight. You know how girls are.
We should know, Mr. Watson.
You watch the mail, little fella. I'm going to send you a nice little reward.
Thank you, Mr. Watson.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why, Wally? Where do you think he'll send me?
Well, I don't know. Once when I found this lady's pocketbook, she kissed me.
Boy, I'm sure glad Mr. Watson wasn't a lady.
Come on, we better get going.
Boy, Beaver, look at you. You're soaking wet. Besides that, you smell.
I smell like what?
Well, you smell kind of like my goldfish bowl when I forget to change the water.
Think Mom and Dad will be mad?
Well, if they're alone, they'll get mad. If we've got company, they'll probably just make a big joke out of it.
Oh, I sure hope we have a lot of company. Hey, Wally, how come you're dumping our worms out? We dug them up in our backyard.
Well, so what?
Well, gee, they might run into a lot of strange worms they don't even know. You think that's goofy, don't you?
Nah, I guess not. I guess when I was your age, I wanted worms to have a good time, too.
Then this big canoe came drifting along, and I went out and rescued it.
How big a canoe?
Biggest canoe I ever saw. How far did you have to swim out to save it?
Gee, I don't know. I guess a couple hundred feet.
Then this man came along. He had a real neat speedboat, and the canoe belonged to his daughter. And he's going to send me a whole big reward.
Wow. Boy, what an exciting weekend you had, Beaver.
All I did was ride in a car to Bellport and get sick.
And then Beaver swam a whole half a mile and got to the boat just before it went over the fall.
Boy, who was in the boat, Harold?
Some rich guy's daughter, and Beaver saved her life.
I don't believe a word of that, Harold. Beaver made up the whole thing by himself.
That's the whole story, Miss Landers. And the man's going to send Beaver a big reward as soon as his daughter gets out of the hospital from practically drowning.
Please close the door. Well, boys and girls, before we start our spelling test this morning, I understand that Theodore Cleaver had a very exciting weekend. Suppose you tell us a little more about what happened up at the lake, Beaver.
Well, you see, there was this boat drifting along, and I got into shore.
It was a speedboat, I understand.
Well, there was a speedboat there, but he swam a whole half a mile to save it. That's about what happened.
Well, you haven't told us who was in the boat, Beaver.
Who was in the boat?
The girl. Wasn't it her boat?
Oh, yeah, she didn't tie up good.
Her father's a rich man named Mr. Watson.
Yeah, and he's going to give Beaver a whole big reward.
Well, that's wonderful, Beaver.
Well, he said he might send me something in a letter.
My goodness, Beaver, did you do this all by yourself?
Well, my brother Wally helped me a little.
Oh, he's a very good swimmer, too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a real good swimmer.
Well, Beaver, I'm delighted that you're so modest about this. And I think it's wonderful about the reward the girl's father's giving you, because you've more than earned it. And we're all very proud of you. Aren't we, class?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Miss Landers?
Did you want to say something else, Beaver?
No, Miss Landers.
Yes, Judy?
Don't forget the spelling test, Miss Landers.
Thank you, Judy.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hello there, Beaver. Here you are.
Well, thanks, Mom.
What's the matter? Didn't you have a good day in school today?
I guess so. The bell rang and we went in, and then later on the bell rang and we came out, and in between we learned a lot of junk.
You see, Miss Landers, the Mayfield paper pays $25 every day.
for an interesting news item.
We could stick $25 in the class treasury if they print that story about Beaver being a hero.
Yeah, at the end of the year, we can have a class picnic with food even.
Can't we do it, Miss Landers?
Can't we please?
They might even put it in the paper tonight.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll go down to the office and we'll call the newspaper and see if they're interested.
Oh, thanks.
But children, I wouldn't say anything to Beaver about this if I were you, just in case they don't think it's an interesting enough article to print. All right?
Okay.
You're late, dear.
Oh, hi.
I was getting worried.
Yeah, well, I was all ready to leave when Fred Rutherford came in from his office and wanted to tension a little.
I hope that was his expression, not yours.
Please.
What Fred wanted to chin-chin about?
Well, to tell the truth, he talked for half an hour, and I never did find out what he wanted. Both the boys home?
Beaver is. Wally went over to Eddie's to study.
Oh, you must have that wrong, dear. No one ever went over to Eddie Haskell's to study.
Oh, yes. Eddie's getting down to work this year. He's going to MIT.
Last year, it was Annapolis.
Well, it seems that Eddie read someplace that it takes 20 years to become an admiral, so he told Wally the Navy was for the birds.
How are the headlines?
Terrible.
Well, it's nice to know nothing's changed since yesterday.
Thank you.
Local boy in lake rescue.
Oh, that's nice. They're having a sale at Thornton's.
Hey, this is Beaver.
What's Beaver?
Well, look at this. Theodore Cleaver, local grammar school student, made a daring rescue at Friends Lake over the weekend.
Daughter of wealthy Willard J. Watson, saved, youth assisted by Brother Wally, well-known high school athlete.
Well, this must have happened Sunday when they were up at the lake. How do you like those two? They never said a word about it.
Well, Ward, what do you think of...
Hello? Oh, hello, Fred. Fred Rutherford. Yeah. What's that? Oh, yes, yes, I just finished reading it. Well, thank you very much, Fred.
Hey, Mom, I'm home.
Wally, your father's on the phone.
Yeah, well, no, as a matter of fact, Fred, neither of them said a word about it. Listen, excuse me, Fred, one of our heroes just walked in. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Dad.
Yes, well, I'll certainly tell them, Fred.
Wally, why didn't you tell us what happened up at the lake?
Well, gee, Mom, the people thought you'd yell at him.
Yell at him? Why, we'd have been proud of him.
For getting his pants wet?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, Fred. I'm sure that under the same circumstances, your boy Clarence would have done the same thing. Well, Beaver just happened to be there. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes, of course, Fred. I've noticed how Lumpy is built like Burt Lancaster.
Excuse me, Mom.
Yes, well, I'll certainly tell them, Fred, and I appreciate your calling. Yeah. Goodbye.
Where'd Wally go?
Upstairs.
How do you like those two? Not saying a word about it. Not a single word.
You know, Wardy, it really isn't like the Beaver not to say anything. You know, I mean, well...
Hello? Yes. Long distance from Bellport. Your Aunt Martha must have read about it in the paper up there.
What's the matter with you, Beaver? Are you some kind of a kook or something?
Gee.
What's the matter?
They spelled my name wrong.
Beaver, forget your name. How could you have done this? How could you have made it into a speedboat? And how could you have put a girl in it? And how could you have made her father a rich guy?
Gee, Wally, I didn't make all that up. The guys in class made it up for me.
Beaver, you not only got yourself in a mess, you got the whole family in a mess. You got me in the paper, and Dad's downstairs right now, bragging about what a big hero you are.
Gee, Wally, what am I going to do?
You're going to go down and you're going to tell Dad that that's a whole lot of made-up junk. That's what you're going to do.
Oh, no, I'm not. Well, I'm just going to run away and there'll be a storm. And I'll get hit by lightning.
Beaver, you can't get out of it that easy. You get on downstairs and tell Dad.
Well, okay. but I'd sure rather be hit by lightning.
And I had to be a nice guy and take him fishing with me. Theodore Cleveland.
Well, Aunt Martha, we were just as surprised as you are. No, he never mentioned a word. What's that? She says, isn't that just like a Bronson? Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Aunt Martha. I'll tell him how thrilled you are. And we appreciate you calling. Goodbye.
Here he is.
Well, Beaver, sounds like you really had a busy day up at the lake Sunday.
Yes, sir, but I think I'm going to have a busier day tonight.
Why? What's wrong, Beaver?
There's so much wrong, I don't know where to start.
Well, is it something about the article in the paper?
Boy, oh boy.
Why, Beaver?
First of all, it was no speedboat, it was a canoe. And there was no girl in it, and she didn't have a rich father.
Well, Beaver, you mean to say all of this was just made up?
Yeah, Dad. All except for me and Wally in the canoe.
Well, then where did the story come from, Beaver?
Well, you see, I told some of the guys at school what happened up the lake, and they told some other guys, and they made it better. And somebody told Miss Landers, and she put more stuff in it. And all of a sudden, I rescued a girl and everything.
Well, Beaver, if it wasn't true, son, why did you let it go so far?
Well, I don't know, Dad. I guess because I never heard myself in such a neat story before.
Well, Beaver, you know you have to do something about this, don't you?
Yeah, Dad. I guess this is one of those things that just won't go away.
Oh. Beaver. Beaver, would you like me to call Miss Landers and explain how you got carried away?
No, Mom. I'll do it myself. That's not the kind of thing a hero's mother should do, even if he's not a hero.
Good morning, dear.
Morning.
Morning, Wally.
Hi, dear.
Well, where's the Beaver?
He had breakfast and left for school a long while ago.
Oh.
Yeah, he got up real early and practiced his speech on telling the class he's a liar. Yeah, he's got it down pretty good. He can probably get through it without cracking up. Eggs are good, Mom.
I didn't realize he was that upset.
Well, gee, Mama, how would you like it if your parents made you get up in front of the whole school and admit you were a creep?
Wally, we did no such thing. It was Beaver's own decision.
Well, yeah, but it was one of those decisions a kid makes for himself when his parents are standing there screaming at him.
Neither your mother nor I screamed at him.
Well, yeah, but if he'd have decided to stick to that story, you'd have really sailed into him.
Why, Wally, I even offered to call Miss Landers up and help him out of this whole thing.
Gee, Mom, when a guy goofs up something real bad, he might want his parents to help, but the last thing he'd do would be to admit it. Well, can I be excused now? I've got some homework to finish.
Yeah, Wally.
What are we going to do, Ward?
As soon as Wally's gone, I'm going to go in and phone Miss Landers and see if I can't sort of pave the way for Beaver.
I'm glad, Ward. Would your father have done the same thing for you?
Never in a million years. That's why I'm going to do it for Beaver.
Well, then the man came along the speedboat and took the canoe back, and he might send me something in the mail. And my brother and I went home, thank you.
Well, now that Theodore has told us the true story, class, what do you think we should do? Yes, Judy?
I think we should call up the newspaper and have them print on the front page that Theodore Cleaver's a big liar.
But we're not going to do that at all, Judy. I would suggest that we write a letter to the newspaper and tell them the whole story about how it was a little story about a canoe, and then Beaver's classmates built it into a big story about a speedboat and a drowning girl. And how, in the end, a boy stood up in front of his class and told the truth. Perhaps the newspaper will think Theodore a bigger hero than they thought he was. Now, don't you all think that's the right thing to do?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Fine. Class dismissed.
Hey, you think those people will appear what Miss Landers said, Beaver?
I hope not, Whitey. I don't think I could take being a hero twice in the same week.
Hi there.
Hi. You're home early.
Yeah, well, I was a little worried about how Beaver made out of school today.
He came home happy. I think Miss Landers handled it very well.
Oh, good.
Anyone mention the incident to you down at the office?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a couple of the fellows. Of course, Fred Rutherford had to rub it in a little.
Yes, I suppose he would.
I slowed him down, though. I reminded him of the time his boy Lumpy had his picture in the paper.
I don't remember that.
Well, sure. Lumpy was about 10 at the time, I guess. Don't you remember? Down at the State Fair, he got lost, and they printed quite a picture of him. He was in a playpen with 5 6-year-olds crying for his daddy.
Oh, incidentally, that Mr. Watson that owns the canoe sent Beaver a letter today. He's upstairs with it now.
Well, I hope he's not suing us.
And I am enclosing $5 for recovery of my canoe. I hope you won't reveal this, as it might hurt my newly acquired reputation as a millionaire. My 11-year-old daughter would like to thank you for making her the object of considerable attention at school and is looking forward to someday meeting her rescuer. Yours very truly, W.J. Watson. You think the guy's giving me the business, Wally?
Well, sure, he's giving you the business, but he's giving you $5, too. You know, once I read where this guy rescued this girl from drowning, and she married him.
Boy, I'm glad I rescued a girl who was too young to get married.
You can rescue anybody, you goof.
Oh, yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Thank you.